You're listening to 103.3 Waco Public Radio. What does American music sound like? On today's David and Art, host David Smith explores that question through the work of one remarkable composer.
Recently, I was listening to some music by an American composer named Charles Ives. Born in Connecticut in 1874, the son of a band leader in Ulysses S. Grant's army, Ives isn't really widely known among the general population, but among musicians, he's often mentioned as one of the few American orchestral composers who can stand alongside those from Europe. By profession, he was an insurance agent. In 1891, when he was 17, Ives began writing a piece for the 4th of July celebrations at the Methodist Church in Brewster, New York, where he was an organist. It was a theme and variations arrangement of the tune we know as My Country, 'Tis of Thee, which was pretty much the standard national anthem at that time. He said his footwork on the organ pedals was almost as much fun as playing baseball. Just then, he was the captain of his school baseball team. He wrote his remarkable Second Symphony between 1897 and 1902, but it wasn't even performed until 1952. Leonard Bernstein was among those who, in the 1950s, tirelessly championed the then mostly unknown Ives and his music, describing his work as having all the freshness of a naive American wandering in the grand palaces of Europe. Like many of his pieces, this one has snippets of American hymns and folk songs woven through it, and European passages that sound like Dvorak or Beethoven. Once you start picking up on it, you find yourself listening for any trace of your cultural patrimony. There's a hymn, then a piece of Stephen Foster's Camptown Races. There's something that sounds like Dvorak's New World Symphony. Suddenly, trumpets cut through with reveille, as clear as the dawn breaking, as if to answer the low brass comes in with Columbia, Gem of the Ocean. Bernstein calls Ives our musical Mark Twain, Emerson, and Lincoln all rolled into one, and notes that for all his influences and musical quotations, Ives doesn't sound like any other composer. It's a new brew out of a European soup pot, very American in flavor, he says. In a way, things like Ives' Second Symphony speak to us because they remind us that we're a nation of immigrants, not merely of people, but of the culture they brought with them. Beethoven's style of music itself was an immigrant to the New World, and once here, it interacted with the culture that was already here, and so produced something new, something of a melting pot, something very American.
Today's edition of David and Art was produced by KWBU. To hear this episode again or explore more of David Smith's conversations about art, history, and culture, visit us at kwbu.org.